Okay, so I am a mom of three boys. They are 8, 6, and 3. And we are busy.
Yes.
Alexis Thorpe is an
The
elementary
goal was
school
my kids
teacher at
basically
Moses
from
DeWitt School. Her
the
toddler is in
all the
daycare
way
like
up
normal.
to,
Her 6-year-old
they go
goes
there
to
for
school
the
every
after-school
day, but the
program,
8-year-old in
or
third grade
obviously
is in a
the
hybrid
academy.
model school
And
situation.
we needed care for him Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because my husband is an engineer. I'm a teacher, so we both work full time. And we don't have a grandparent that's able to stay home all day and help with the academics, which was the main thing. They could be babysat,
I'm
but
going to
we
come
really.
back to Alexis and share her perspective as a teacher. But first, I wanted to describe some ways community organizations are trying to help parents with childcare around changing and challenging school schedules.
And they have 7 here today. So they each have their own set area with their boards that tell us.
The Jewish Community Center in DeWitt is offering what they call Club J, a distance learning program that Children's Programming Associate Director Amy Bisnett says is helping parents who can't stay home with their children.
So the mornings are a big time. They pretty much all have a Zoom call at some point. The difficult thing is these kids are all in different classrooms, so everyone's schedule is a tad different.
And these are kids who would, you know, in normal times just be in school, but their schools are on some hybrid or
yes.
distance learning, and they can be here instead of home.
Yep, and then 2nd through 6th grade is what we serve mostly. So depending on their last name, they either go Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday, Friday. And they do the whole gamut of school while they're here. They have the Monday or the morning meetings with the teachers, and they get to see the children in school at the same time, so they have that kind of connection. They go through ELA, math, science. They also have assignments for the special areas, so they have gym assignments. They have art and music assignments.
The JCC learned some things during summer camps that they're applying here, but still had to have additional training and hire more cleaning staff for the constant disinfecting as they try to go above and beyond for safety.
But right from the beginning, we had all the parents stay outside. They don't come in at all into the building, so we have staff greet them at their cars.
Bisnett is finding the children are pretty resilient with making the most of the Club J learning situation, and she's even finding examples of where kids shine.
Mm-hmm. One of the children was doing a new ELA homework, so it was mostly online, and then they have to submit it through one of their sites. And they were able to pick up on that really quickly. They were excited to show the staff member what to do, and the staff member knew that another child was doing a similar assignment but was struggling a little bit, so the other child was able to work with a staff member to help the other child that was struggling. It's nice to see that they can.
This is our 4 to 7 classroom. We have distance workstations, individual supply packs, and right now they're doing some homework time, so some of them are doing.
Parents have another daytime distance learning option at the most called STEAM Explorers, as Education Director Dr. Emily Stewart is explaining.
It's a quieter space for them to attend their virtual meets. So that's one of the challenges, obviously, is that everybody's in a different place. Everyone has a different amount of work each day, and so just managing so that each student is where they need to be.
How did you want to fill in for parents? I mean, what did you see as the sort of problem that you could have sort of a solution for?
We saw that parents were going to have to go back to work. You know, maybe not everybody can work from home. So parents are going to have to go back to work, and they need a solution for childcare and to keep their kids engaged during the day. And so that's really the need that we wanted to meet. This way they get at least one day a week where they know the childcare is taken care of, they know the kids are going to be engaged, and we can at least give them that.
And then what are they doing while they're here?
Yeah, so we do a lot of homework help. Obviously, they still have assignments that their teachers are giving them. They have virtual meets that they have to attend, and so.
And it wouldn't be the most if they didn't use some of their exhibits to help with learning.
So this is our Atlas V rocket, which is part of our flight and space exhibit. And so one of the activities we have them do is to build a lunar lander, so something that can support and protect an astronaut from the landing. And so we have them build those and then drop them from the mezzanine down the rocket and see if the egg survives. And so that's one of the ways we integrate the exhibits into the education. And that's one of
But I wanted to get back to Alexis Thorpe, the elementary school teacher with 3 children, because she's seeing it from both sides.
It's not all black and white right now. We're in a very gray time of our lives.
I mean, as a parent or a teacher, what's your biggest fear that this impacts us or how this impacts us?
The fallback, the lack of consistency and experiences that the students are getting in public school.